People being so content to their public image is completely unnecessary. This drags people's attention, self-love, and self-esteem down drastically when they don't look good to the public. Social classes contribute as well through popularity and wealthiness. Social classes are nothing more than society choosing a category for people based on their beliefs, wealthiness, and overall popularity. Some people worry too much and need to worry about their well-being more. One of those people is my best friend, Clint. He is so worried about his public image and popularity in sports, academics, and popularity that he is full of himself. That's all he cares about. Yet someday he knows it will get the best of him. He knows that if he continues these ways, he'll be nothing more than a kid most of his life. Social classes are doing less good, lowering attributes like self-esteem, confidence, and buff the social media usage as comfort and routine for normal people. Being classed makes people feel as if they were given a number by the public. Although that number could be low or high, only the person who gave it knows the true meaning of that classification. People all throughout places like high school and adulthood struggle with the thought that they aren't good enough in some way. This is a result of this perfect image society has created, this image of a perfect person, of a perfect life, and people compare themselves to it, by Julia Vinton. Therefore, people's self-esteem lowers because of how they are classed and placed and for unknown reasons. Social media contributes to this perfect image of life. It shows everything and anything you could think of, including a perfect life. Social media does this all while putting people in dark places, hidden from the light as if something had really hurt them and put them down again. Social media is nothing more than a platform for jokes and games, is what most people would think, by Robert Siegel. Then what is social media really used for, and why is it being hidden from us? Although there are many ways social media may help people express these problems seeking help and refuge, that does not necessarily make them a good place to express yourself because of things like criticism. Though there are not many visible evidences for this claim, people who use it, such as myself and many other teenagers and adults, may be able to help you. Some people may think things like social classing or classification at all is a good thing. Although classing isn't necessarily a complete undoing of our generation or race, it isn't necessarily a good thing either. Social classes aren't bad in some people's opinion, and that is completely okay. Yet social classes are doing less good, lowering attributes like self-esteem, confidence, and buff the social media usage as comfort and routine.